Now, when you think of the town of Young, does wine come to mind? Well, the Hilltops region has had a growing wine market in recent years, and given the climate, elevation and soil type, some have dubbed it as Little Italy. Brian Freeman is the owner of Freeman Wines just outside Young, where he mainly produces red and Italian varieties. He says the term Little Italy is certainly fitting for several vineyards in the area. Brian spoke to our rural reporter Tim Fuchs about getting the word out about Young wine and about the challenging season for winemakers.
Yes, it's certainly been a challenge that we monitor soil moisture, and we had some soil moisture down to 600 millimetres depth. So there was some there, but on some sites in the last week with the wind, the northerly winds we've had, that's all disappeared. That it was quite a surprise to me that it happened so quickly. But it's only on some sites. There are other sites where we still have some soil moisture, so we are lucky from that point of view.
So from anyone walking past, driving past, it looks green enough at the moment, but underneath, it's still extraordinarily dry for this time of year.
Oh, it is totally dry. That we've got one site that we've got zero soil moisture, and we're measuring down to 900 millimetres depth, in some cases 1.6 metres, and there's just nothing down there. So normally we would have rain that would fill up the profile during winter, but that certainly hasn't happened.
So how have you had to adapt and maybe change your practices because of the lack of rain?
Well, in May, the long-term forecast was to have a wet spring, so we were thinking about that and thinking how lucky we were. But then in June, the forecast changed to being hot and dry in spring. So we decided at that stage, to prune the vines quite severely, to prune them down to low bud numbers. So we now have a potential crop of about 50% of what we had last year. So we've made that decision, because of the dry outlook, is to just severely prune the vines. So that allows the capacity of the vines, that the storage reserves that they have in the trunk and the roots, to pretty much get a half crop right through, even if we don't have rain.
Okay, so you'll potentially have half the production levels than you did last year.
That's currently what we're looking at. So if we do get rain, the bunches will be a bit large and will fill out. But if it stays the way it is now, or in the forecast, then we will certainly have half production. That's what we're budgeting on.
What do you do for irrigation around here?
We pray a lot. About half the vineyard is irrigated, and the other half is dry land, or we don't have sufficient water. So we're lucky that we have two vineyards that we do have good supply of water on, but the others we don't. So there is underground water, and it's a matter of being able to find that and then having the right licences to be able to pump it and to pump the quantity we want. But with our management techniques, if we can get a third of a megalitre per hectare of irrigation water, then we can get through the season with our reds quite easily. So we have designed the vineyard to have single drippers, either 2 or 3 metres apart, and so that the drippers will... We turn them on for a long time, so the water soaks right down to depth. So that reduces the amount of evaporation losses that we get. So that's one of the strategies we've got. We also mulch the soil as well, and that will just conserve the amount of moisture that we've got.
There's the term during this drought and every drought about drought-proofing and try to drought-proof your property, whether you've got livestock, whether you've got crops, whether you've got vines. Are we getting better at understanding the need to drought-proof, because you're going to have seasons like this where there's just not adequate rainfall to help you get through?
Yeah, there is. Now, one of the issues is to try and irrigate more, but we don't have the capacity to do that. We're at our limit of what we can get for water and how we can find water. So that's one way of drought-proofing, but we're looking at sort of soil management techniques to reduce the amount of water loss. We graze the vineyards very heavily to reduce the growth of the weeds, so that is reducing the amount of water loss we get as well. And also that the yield levels that we're going for, that we reduce the yield. So it's not drought-proofing, but it's helping to manage for when we do get droughts, and they seem to come quite frequently.
How many years have you been here?
It's 20 years now.
And how would this year compare with all of the others you've been through?
This is equivalent to 2006, when we went into spring with zero soil moisture as well.
So let's talk about the kind of varieties you grow here and the wine you produce here.
Predominantly we're focusing on red varieties because they will tolerate these conditions, particularly the drought conditions, and in fact they, in a drought year, tend to produce much higher quality wines. And we also have some Italian varieties. We have two varieties from the north of Italy, Rondinella and Corvina. Those two varieties come from a region that is very similar to we have here in the Veneto region in Italy, where we get cool nights and warm days, and that's the same situation in Italy as well. So they seem ideally suited to this climate, that we can get the grapes ripe because it's warm enough, but we can also get plenty of flavour and quality into the grapes because we get the cool nights.
The young area, the Hilltops region, and I've heard it referred to by some as you know, whether it should be known as Little Italy because of the elevation, because of the types of wines that can be produced around here. Is that term fitting?
It is fitting in terms that we can grow Italian grape varieties very successfully. A number of vineyards here growing Nebbiolo, and that seems to be doing extremely well in this region, plus the other varieties, the Italian varieties that we have as well. So there certainly does seem to be a focus that we can have on these Italian varieties and create a niche market.
And it's an area where, I mean, if we think about the region, we think about mudgy wine, we think about orange wine. Could young wine really make a name for itself more so than what it's doing at the moment?
Yes, I think it certainly can. That I've got a lot of faith in the quality of the wines that are being produced, and we tend to compare ourselves with the Coonawarra and Barossa, whereas the grapes there are just so expensive that we've had winemakers approach us to buy grapes because of the high quality as replacement for those. So I believe in the future that will be happening with our red wines, certainly.
When we talk about Young being put on the map as an area for wine, how many other wineries are there around the area? I mean, within, say, a 20, 30K radius of here?
There's about 20 vineyards, and some of those are producing wine that they get made elsewhere. There are about four wineries here in Young that produce the wine from the grapes they grow. So there's a number of vignerons who grow the grapes and get their wine made elsewhere. And there's four that have the wine made here that make it on site.
Including yourself?
Yes, we have a small winery that we can control our production of the wines that we want. We're just aiming at a small niche premium market.
That's Brian Freeman, who's the owner of Freeman Wines just outside Young, talking there about the term Little Italy and how it's being used to describe the wine market and the wineries around the Young region.